discussions of creationism in the curriculum, experimenting with classes on the Constitution, building a charter school in the district. All of these ideas have created problems for the Springboro Board of Education. And for this reason, a group of three candidates is trying to unseat a more conservative majority on the board. Ron Malone is one of those candidates.
I do not believe that conservative adequately describes their approach. It is more than being conservative. I am a conservative, but there's no balance in their approach.
But school board president Kelly Coles, who is not seeking re-election, says the board has had one focus in recent years.
The school board, the one that I've been a part of for 4 years, has made decisions for all 4 years that were focused on the student needs. The data says clearly that Springboro Schools in the last several years has only gone up in academic success, down in remedial needs, and down on the price tag.
The more conservative candidates are David Bittner and Colton Vaughn, and only one of them needs to be elected to keep the majority on the school board. Springboro Schools Superintendent Todd Petrie says no matter what the makeup of the board is after the elections, he expects the students to come first.
I hope that we elect three people who are going to look at how we can accelerate student achievement and do it through a balanced budget. That's what I'm looking for.
Although the candidates have aligned into two camps, any combination of the five could be elected, but Tuesday's outcome could send a clear message about the direction voters want the school board to take. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenny reporting.